In 1 Corinthians chapter 13, we've been studying together many of the great characteristics of true love unto righteousness. And there, if you might notice with me in verse 4, we also begin to learn about many of the different things that love does not participate in. As we know, there are things that love should do. There are also things that love should not do. There in verse 4, we read together that love does not envy. Our discussion of the day. Think about that. Love does not envy. If we were to define envy, the dictionary says, envy is painful or resentful awareness of another's advantage. Now, you and I, in lay terms, might say jealousy. When we see that someone else has been blessed or they're profiting or something good has happened, and what do? We get jealous often. And we wonder, why was it not us, or why did we not get such favors or such blessings? Well, when we think about all of that, certainly we know that that is not a biblical and righteous type of attitude. It's something that is contrary to the will of God. And in fact, we read that very thought and concept in scriptures as well. If you'll look with me there in the book of Romans, in chapter 12, we begin to see another concept, an idea that is just the opposite of envy, that helps us to know what it is that God really wants and expects of each of us. Notice with me in verse 15 there that the Bible says, rejoice with those who rejoice, and weep with those who weep. Well, what does that tell us? It tells us we need to be a happy people, joyful people. And when I see good in the life of a brother or sister and a wonderful thing that happens to them, what should I do? Rejoice. On the other hand, when I see a brother or sister that is weeping, possibly because of sickness or death or a trial in life, what must I do as well? I must be willing to weep or to sorrow with them. Not doing like the world. What does the world do? Sometimes we see suffering of someone else and we rejoice in a way because we don't like them. Or we see again that happiness or joy because they've won something or something good has happened. And what do? We envy. Brethren, let's understand as Christians that love does not envy. And a Christian who is striving to obey God and to do His will take no part in an attitude or the characteristic of envy. For love does not envy.